Toronto's Stow Union is truly a unique and individual theater company that has dazzled the world with their productions of plays that really test and redefine what reality and the theater are. Originally from Ottawa, Nadia Ross, who is the founder of Stow Union, has moved the company to Wakefield. And we're thrilled to welcome their homecoming with a production of a new piece called Seven Important Things. And you might think that I am now going to describe to you what the play is going to be about, but I'm not, because I can only describe what the starting point of what the play will become. I wanted to work with Nadia and Stow Union because their work is contemporary, and I mean that contemporary now. These are works that are written and literary, but are informed by the spontaneity of politics, of movements of people, of events, and each show is different in that regard. And it's inspired by the life of a man named George Acheson, who is from Perkins, Quebec. And in 1971, he was here in Ottawa. He had been to Woodstock. He had been part of the hippie movement. And he really felt the disintegration of that movement. And he moved on and found himself in London in the UK, and was involved with the Sex Pistols, and really embraced punk rock as a new revolutionary movement. That too, however, disintegrated and faded away. And the Seven Important Things looks at George, his experience today, his philosophy today. While he no longer identifies with a counterculture, not because he thinks he's too old or that he's no longer radical, but because he believes everything, absolutely everything that goes against the mainstream is now reduced to another item simply to be consumed. That, in essence, there's no opposing the unstoppable growth of growth in a capitalism gone wild. And Nadia describes George as a failed utopian. He's in no way bitter about the fact of these movements disintegrating, but is, for her, a shining example of a life that was well-lived. In essence, it's a play that's about not whether we win or lose, but what we attempt. And that in attempting to look at our world differently, to change it in some way, is what really matters. It's a brand new work, and this is a company that's been heralded at the Festival des Théâtres des Amériques in Montreal. And it's truly theater that you've not encountered before. I can't wait to see what it will be.